Welcome to the True Chat Show on True Chat in Cincinnati. I'm Justin Tewell.
Happy Friday. I'm Cam Pierce.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Cam's hyped for the weekend.
I'm pretty hyped. Yeah.
He's excited, as you can tell.
Yeah.
So, we've got some different news going on today.
No kidding?
Yeah. That usually not planned. And, I mean, it's not really planned exactly how we're going to talk about this. But apparently, according to the New York Times, Facebook has claimed its reach in the U.S. is larger than the census figures, an analyst finds.
No, that's great, though.
Facebook's measurement metrics face scrutiny again after a research analyst found the social network's advertising platform claims to reach millions more users among specific age groups in the U.S. than official census data show reside in the country.
Oh, no. That's false advertising. Let's sue them.
Or Facebook's right and the census is wrong. I bet that's what they're going with.
Yeah.
Nah, they messed it up. We got it right.
They suck.
We are Facebook. Well, see, that's the thing. Not everybody has Facebook, though. So if they've got millions higher than the census data, something ain't right. Oh, what if more people had Facebook than were in the census?
That'd be, well, I mean, think about it. You think it
probably
be
prepared
pretty
to participate in the census, Camden?
Yeah. What do you mean? Of course.
Because you'll have to do that in 2020.
I understand.
You'll be required by law.
Sure.
I guess that is one of those rare things that a citizen is required under federal law to do.
Yeah. To get counted.
That's right. To fill out your form. So are you or Alex head of household? Uh-oh. The debate will begin. Who's head of household? Let's figure it out.
I pay more bills.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
He pays the big bill.
But who wears the pants in this relationship?
Oh, me.
Oh, me. I'm in charge. Don't get me wrong. You need a shave.
Yeah.
You're looking scruffles.
Yeah, dude.
I tell you what.
Yeah. You know, my life's falling apart.
So is it time to abandon Samsung?
I'm just kidding. Probably. Yeah. My Samsung's actually running a little better than the last time I complained about it. But
as long as it doesn't catch
I heard the Note 8 is doing okay, or whatever the
for
new
now
thing. Yeah. Whatever the new thing they came out with.
The Note 8.
I'm telling you, they must have people upstairs that are like, screw it. Are we making money? And make it crappy.
Yeah.
I don't know what phone to get, though. Because I don't want Apple. And now Samsung, the other biggest player, is out. So what do I get? An LG? I don't want an LG. Screw that garbage. Yeah. I know you got the Sony whatever.
Xperia.
Sure.
Yep. But so far, I've been good with Sony. The only issue is that there's nothing hardware wrong that I've experienced with the phone at all.
Right.
The only thing is the same thing that I knew would happen when I decided to go to Android, which just infuriates me to no end. The bugs of the operating system that just simply never cease.
Yeah.
Like the home screen app just randomly stops working sometimes. I'm like, why? How does that even happen? Literally never had that problem with any phone ever before. Except, of course, Android phones. For some reason, random bugs that are just like, yep, just this thing just doesn't work.
We're here now.
That's right.
Welcome.
Or other times where I'll try to open, like, and it's not exclusive to a certain app. Like, sometimes I'll try to open a certain app, and they'll say, the app just crashed, like, instantly on open. And then it'll say, restart the app, and they'll say, well, the app keeps crashing. What would you like to do? Well, I don't know.
I guess try not
again.
Open the app
yeah, I guess
anymore.
Just not do what I was planning on doing, apparently. Waiting, I guess.
I don't know if this is just Android phones or if it's because I have a Note 4, but my Snapchat app runs like garbage.
Yeah, I don't ever use. I literally never use.
Yeah,
Snapchat.
I don't know if it's just Snapchat hasn't optimized for that because they very obviously favor iPhone over
lame.
Every other operating system.
Not necessarily iPhone, but Snapchat favoring iPhone is lame.
Oh.
That's stupid.
I hate apps that favor
more
other
people
phones.
Use Androids than iPhones.
Correct.
Dingle dongs.
That's why when Fallout Shelter came out,
yep,
it was on iPhones first. And I'm like, why? Who? Well, Apple made this stupid deal. Dumb.
Nah, why? Apple was on it.
They were. They're no, like, it's a great
gonna,
deal for Apple.
We're going to make Cam mad so that hopefully he gets an iPhone.
Well, I didn't get an iPhone, and then I didn't play Fallout Shelter, so.
But maybe when you go to get a new phone, he'll take a second look at the iPhone.
No.
You'll give
no,
them
no.
another chance.
No, no, no.
What would it take for Apple to win you over? For you to just become Apple
Lower
Cam.
Prices.
Apple Cam.
Lower prices. That's what they take.
That's all they could do?
Yeah.
I mean, most...
I'm a cost loss
the,
man.
The new...
I'm a
I
profit
mean,
loss
you know,
guy.
The new Galaxies are pretty much the same. I mean, they're within, you know, $50 or whatever. Plus or minus, depending on size.
Yeah, but like I could get this Note 4 or I can get the iPhone 5.
So assuming price is the okay. same or within whatever your margin is.
Sure.
$50.
I'll give it a look. Why not?
What would it take? What would it take for you to abandon Windows and Android?
Oh, my computer?
And just become
No.
Fanboy.
Nope.
Can't happen.
No.
There's nothing.
They will never make their laptops anywhere,
they could do.
Anywhere close. And granted, I've got a high-powered laptop that costs...
A fortune.
Yeah, costs a fortune. But I love my laptop very much. But no. I don't like the way Macs run, man. It's one of those things, like, that's going to be the issue for old people, is whatever PC you used or whatever, you know, computer you use, type of operating system you used, like, you won't be able to use any others.
Yeah.
Like, I probably wouldn't be able to use Linux if you put it in front of me. So that's not just really an Apple thing. It's more of a...
Just a thing in general.
I'm a Windows kind of guy because I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Curious.
Curiouser. I mean, you never go to Apple. You hate Apple. You hate it.
Yep, just like that. As long as Microsoft continues,
is Brett Apple, or did you buy him the Sony Xperia?
Well, he was not Apple by choice. They were an Apple family. So the only thing at Apple left that's in active use is his laptop, which is about to not be the case. So
Because it's breaking, or because you're selling it?
Because
he's getting a newer laptop.
Right. I mean, he got it before college, so it's been like, it's a MacBook Air, and it's been
gotcha. It's a four-year-old MacBook Air.
A little over 4 years, so it's ready to retire, and Brett has consistently played with my Surface 3 and Surface Book, and he's played with Surface Pro 4 and the new Surface Pro. And the Surface
Studio.
He's played with the entire Surface line,
yeah.
Pretty much. So
this bad boy's about to be 2 years old.
He's probably going to be getting a Surface Pro.
Okay. Yeah. That's, I mean,
yeah,
absolutely fair.
Yeah. And I mean, for everything he does, the heaviest program he'd run probably be Photoshop, and it'll handle that fine.
So absolutely.
There's really no reason to go with anything that... And I mean, even with Surface Pros now, you can basically almost get up to the specs of a Surface Book, which is just nuts, aside from the built-in graphics.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't need built-in graphics for some reason, then you can just literally have the same power in a tablet, which is bizarre.
Indeed.
It's nuts.
Nutso. Ha. I can't wait till I, you know, make money or win the lottery.
Yeah.
I want to build a really powerful PC. Like, I may not ever play consoles again.
How powerful do you want it to be?
I want to drop $2,000 on it.
Okay. But you want to build it yourself, is what
right,
you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I
dropped... Yeah, for $2,000, if you build it yourself, you can build a pretty powerful machine.
Right.
If you're going to buy something that's already made...
Then right. Then it's $5,000.
Yeah.
For probably about the same specs.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was moaning about like some of the specs of the studio, and I was like, "What are you talking about?" Like,
the studio was made for, I think, a very I don't think niche audience, but it's specialized for a very niche audience.
It's
of
specialized
artists and creators.
For a creative audience, yeah.
Right?
But I don't think they made any secret of that. I mean, all you have to do is watch the release video to know.
I don't even think it has to be that.
No.
Because, I mean, it looks like a, you know, the old MacBook computers that they have and that our school, Urbana, still has.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little, it's just all in the screen tower thing.
Right.
Like
none of it's in the screen now.
Right.
In order to make the screen thin.
Correct.
So.
It's all in a little box.
Because the screen is pretty much the same.
It's
just
a little thicker.
Just
it's
a little
thicker.
Bit,
yeah.
But there's no actual computing.
But then
the
Surface Book. You couldn't see what he was pointing at.
Yeah, Surface Book. Sorry. If you've seen a Surface Book or a Surface Pro, about the thickness when they're opened of the computer. Yep. So, I've been happy with it. I don't think I have any issues to report. I've done a fair amount of gaming on it. I've run like...
Studio?
Yeah. I've run SimCity, the newest version,
4K,
at full graphics.
So 4K.
And it'll just barely do that. But granted, full graphics on that means at 60 hertz refresh, and I mean you're running at full, a little beyond full 4K.
Oh yeah.
And rendering all graphic elements. So like, you know, where you can choose different things like lighting and terrain and that kind of stuff, like how detailed you want it to be, like maximum detail. It gets a little laggy when you do that, but that's not surprising to me. And I don't know, I guess there would not be a situation where I ever want full detail, because that's like if you zoom all the way in, like you want to be able to see, you know,
the man's face.
Yeah, and the grass. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's not why I play SimCity. So as long as everything looks nice, that's what matters.
Right.
And honestly, I think a little bit of that is game performance related, because when I've done the video editing that I've done with virtual sets and stuff, I've not had an issue. So.
SimCity didn't run very well at launch. I don't know how.
No.
Well.
They've
optimized it since then.
I read a lot about that, as it had glitchy stuff when the new one came out. So
I downloaded Lyft, but it's being
like
so
there's
glitchy.
Times where the mouse disappears, like if you go too far to the side of the screen or something. And like that's not a computer thing. That's the
game
not functioning correctly.
That's kind of the sucky thing, because like.
You can have a perfect computer. And
yeah, I bought Age of Mythology and was trying to play it, and it just crashed. And I was like, "What is that, a computer thing?" And I'm like, "No, that's got to be Age of Mythology." I mean, Age of Mythology is a game that originally came out in. God, I don't know.
I was trying to get Zoo Tycoon again.
No kidding!
Such a great game. Talk about probably one that I forgot about. That's like one of my all-time favorites, and also one of the very first video games like I ever played.
2002 is when Age of Mythology came out.
Yeah, well, 2001 was Zoo Tycoon. So right around the same
time.
When
did the first Roller Coaster Tycoon come out? I'm shocked they haven't remade
I played
those
that.
Games.
What did I play that on? Was that the Wii? No, I don't think so.
Roller Coaster.
I think it was Xbox 360. I played one of the newer Roller Coaster Tycoons.
Oh God! Oh, it must be the week that Wikipedia. Is it a week or a month that Wikipedia asks you for donations?
I think it's a month.
Okay.
I don't know.
If everyone reading this gave $3, we could keep Wikipedia thriving for years to come. 1999. Woo! First Roller Coaster Tycoon. Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 came out in 2002. 3 came out in 2004.
Oh, did you hear that they're...
The Jurassic World game?
Well, yeah, okay. Not that, but that I'm excited for that.
It looks
Microsoft
really
announced, and I had no idea that... later this year, early next year, they're going to release a new Zoo Tycoon.
No kidding?
Yep. They released an anniversary edition in 2013. But there was a lot of limits, like the species, like people complained that there wasn't as much variety of animals as the original, and like they couldn't build large exhibits, and exhibits were pre-built, and like you didn't customize them at all.
That sucks. That's the whole point.
And there was exactly. And there was some complaints about that stuff. So apparently this new release takes what they did in 2013 and basically fixes everything that's wrong with it and makes it cool. So I'm excited for that. It's going to be like $20 or something.
Yeah. I was never really huge into those games. I don't know what it is, but like even in like, you remember Forge in Halo? I'm assuming you remember what that is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I use Forge all the time. I still use it because that's how when my father and me and either Brett or Jared are playing Halo, we always play custom built maps.
Right. Everybody builds a base and then use your base.
More like I build the whole map and then everybody plays on that map.
Gotcha.
Well, Jared's built a couple maps.
I suck at it. I've always not been very good.
Oh, at building the maps?
Correct.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, I have built, I figured this out the other day, somewhere around 40 different maps that are like actual maps. Like there's a bunch that I just, you know, were screw around things. But I built somewhere around like a total of 40 maps.
Mm-hmm.
30 of which specifically dedicated to maps that are like for us to play with my father that give him some kind of advantage.
Oh, no kidding?
Oh, yeah. That's why they're custom built.
What advantage do you give him? Vehicles?
Well, I mean, obviously we build dedicated bases and we make sure his base is, has plenty of tanks.
Well fortified?
Yeah. Yeah, not always well fortified. He doesn't spend much time in his base.
No.
Yeah, but like we can't get
a scorpion tank and just fire pot shots.
Unless he enters our base, we can't shoot at him until he shoots at us. Like that's one of the rules.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And he's in a tank. So, see, here's another one of those weird Halo things. And I know we have to go to break, but
okay.
In Halo 2, like in the original Halo and Halo 2, you'd probably remember this. But when you fired a tank, it was more realistic. The shell actually took like time and it had fall.
Oh yeah. Ever since Halo 3, it just goes, it's there.
Yeah. It's like almost instant, yeah. You know, unless you're really far away. And then there's like a little delay. But that, we were playing Halo 2 Anniversary because they did like some Forge stuff where you can build maps from like almost the ground up. And he just awful, absolutely terrible. And I mean, I was too, like with snipers behave the same way. Also, I want to talk about something that was way too powerful. Rocket launchers, because they could lock on to ground vehicles.
Yep.
I was like, well, all right. That's super cool.
Lock on. Yeah.
Because the new ones, you know, you can
only
lock on.
Did you have fuel rod cannons in Halo 2? Did they lock on too, or were they the ones that didn't lock on?
I don't think so.
I don't think they locked on. No. Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a great conversation so far. And when you tune in to, you guessed it, Cam Show, the true sports show.
Woo!
You'll be sure to hear him
Flair,
and his team discussing the newest from all corners of the sports world. Coverage based on merit, not market size, brings you a fresh sports experience. Tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by 6 p.m., Eastern time. And in addition to the True Sports Show, True Chat has a full selection of shows on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app. T-R-U-E-C-H-A-T.
True Chat.
And if you want to join the discussion, tweet at TrueChatINC or leave a comment on our website or app. So yeah, anyway, lots of custom maps, but you apparently weren't great at that.
No. In Halo 3, I loved playing custom maps, though. Custom maps are great. Halo 3 will probably always go down as my favorite
no
Halo.
No kidding.
Huh?
I said no kidding?
Yeah. I put so many hours into that game.
There's another thing from... Halo 3 that always upset me was there's only the one map where you have elephants, the vehicle, the giant ground transport vehicles that move super slow.
Yeah.
Big sand map. It's the biggest map in custom games. I'm real sad you don't remember that.
No, I remember.
Elephants.
I remember it.
Yeah.
Why would you want them? Who cares?
Well, just that they can't actually be placed. Like they can't be destroyed.
Oh,
they
I know
can't
exactly
be placed.
What. That's the map where it's like ruins. Yep. Everywhere, but there's the one big structure on the north side of the map. Yeah. But there's like an underground to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That.
No, there. Okay, there is a fun game mode with the elephants, and it's like a zombie game mode where like zombies can jump up and try and kill you, but everybody's on the turrets and stuff. Oh, yeah. Did you ever play Fat Kid? It was a custom game type.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it was great. So there was about 24 people in the game, one Fat Kid and 23 other people. And there was a tower. And it was about 5 minutes a game. But the Fat Kid had a gravity hammer and moved as slow as you could possibly move.
Oh,
so it takes him about, you know, 3 minutes or so, if he doesn't get knocked back down, to climb all the way up. And you can use the grav hammer to bounce yourself up and stuff at certain points. But like every time he's coming, you've got a ton of people on like turrets and stuff trying to kill him because he's got overshields too, for what's
sure.
Like maximum health
yeah.
And really, really slow.
Almost
but
impossible
if he,
to kill.
But if he kills people, they come back as really, really quick zombies with energy swords. So like if he kills somebody,
great.
They'll like jump around his shoulders and come at you and try and kill people. It's really great. Really great.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Halo 3, man, had a ton of those game types.
Yep.
That were really awesome.
Ready
play.
For the next Halo. Needs to happen. I'm about to play through Halo 5 again. About to do it.
Yeah? Say hi to Nathan Fillion for me, would you?
Yeah. Shalom.
Hello, Buck. Have a wonderful time.
Buckaroo.
Also, is it Mike Coulter? Guy who plays Luke Cage is also, he's Locke in that game.
Yeah.
Say hi to Luke Cage for me.
Yeah, super obvious. Because
they use the facial capture.
Yep, exactly.
They did that in Horizon Zero Dawn, the other game I was playing.
Yeah.
There's this guy. He's in...
Cam, when's the next Fallout? I'm ready. Please.
No.
Please.
Not for a while.
Oh, Cam.
Sorry.
Why?
Elder Scrolls 6 is way far away, and so is Fallout. They got other stuff they're working on, man. They're releasing, like, I think three, like, new, brand new IPs that are in the vein of their RPGs. But,
yeah.
So, I'm sorry. It won't be in the same universe.
We need more RPGs, Cam, now, or story-based
You
games.
Got a ton of RPGs that you can play.
No, not enough. Not good
you,
ones.
You literally have all of them. You have all the RPGs.
Like? Name three.
Like,
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, you should. I'll let you have my Wii U, and you can play.
No, no. I want ones I can play because apparently I have all of them, all the RPGs.
Well, Xbox,
Mass Effect Andromeda
Xbox
was the most
sucks.
Recent one I played.
Xbox
followed
is garbage,
by,
and it has no games.
I mean, that's definitely not true.
It is absolutely true.
Yeah, just none. No games.
No, it has no exclusives.
Why would you want it to have exclusives? Because then that would prevent you from being able to play it on other systems.
Right, but all the good RPGs are you can't play them because they're on other systems.
So Fallout 4 is not a good RPG? Is that what you're telling me?
In my personal opinion, no. I don't believe Fallout 4 is a good RPG.
Okay, well, you're picky.
Okay.
Everybody's a critic.
Fallout 3 is great. Fallout New Vegas is also great. Fallout 4 was pretty crap.
Yeah?
Yep. Elder Scrolls 5 is good. Elder Scrolls 4 is good. Elder Scrolls 3 is good. Hey, Bethesda, great company. Prey. Oh, play Prey. That's what I want you to play. Prey. It's from Arkane, the people who made Dishonored. Did you ever play Dishonored?
No.
Okay. It's nothing like Dishonored, Prey. But it's the same people. Prey. P-R-E-Y. Prey. Yeah. That's the game I... because it's
RPG?
It's an RPG made by Bethesda.
Good
RPG. Produced by... published
when
by
was it
Bethesda.
Released? How crappy is everything going to look?
This year.
Oh, okay. I think I saw that because I was browsing for stuff. Also heard that State of Decay was pretty good. That the next one coming out should be pretty good.
Yeah, Arkane made it, and it came out May 5th this year.
Prey.
So it's a very new game.
Oh, and it's on the Xbox,
It was published by Bethesda. Yeah, it's on PS4, Windows, and Xbox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should totally play it.
But,
and it's got
but it's no good, apparently, because it's on Xbox.
No, it's really rad. You just haven't... Xbox has no exclusives. They just don't have any exclusives.
You mean in the RPG category?
No, like in general. They canceled all of them.
What is going on with you? Why do you have that indigestion thing?
I don't know.
It's just so weird.
It's like, very random.
Just get to that point in the show where Cam gets hyped enough where it's just like, he convulsed. And it's weird.
I don't think it worries me. Convulsed. Come on now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I am really hungry, though. That's what it is. Like, I don't eat. Then I'm like,
yeah. Watched a video on the 10 things you didn't know your Xbox did. And there were only two of them there were three that I found of particular interest. There were only two that were practical for me. But I did not know that you could just plug any standard external hard drive into it and use that as expanded storage.
Mm-hmm.
That's super helpful because I happen to have a 2 terabyte one that, you know.
PS4 can do that too.
Yeah, and I only have a little bit in. And also the ability, this is not something I would use, obviously, but you can actually plug your PS4 into your Xbox so that you can still use the features of the Xbox while streaming your PlayStation through it, which was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The Xbox Glass thing I have not experimented with much, but I can see that being very valuable.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard that's really cool.
Yeah. All the reviews I've seen for it say it works exactly the way that it should, even better than expected. So I really would like to give that a try.
You're not getting the Scorpio?
Oh, maybe.
4K gaming.
That would be the reason that I get it.
Yeah?
You've got the TV.
I'm
somebody who cares a lot about how games look, whether or not that's a good thing. And I mean, obviously I care about
everybody's
how they play,
preference.
But that's a big part of it for me. Like one of the reasons why I have a hard time going back, because like there are, despite what Camden says, I've come across plenty of RPGs that I'm like, I would probably play that thing that's available on Xbox that's well known as an RPG that I have not gotten because I am afraid that the time in which it was released will prevent me from fully appreciating the game because I'll be too distracted by graphic stuff that doesn't work as anticipated.
Yeah.
Especially since I've played games like Andromeda, where you have, regardless of what you think of the game, some very masterful and impressive graphic stuff mm-hmm. happening. So pretty things, you know, that make the landscape believable and real. Same thing with Halo 5. I mean, all that stuff. So.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
I dig it.
So that's why I want new RPGs to come out.
I just gave you one that came out.
I know. I will look into
that. 4 months
ago. Right. What's it about?
You are a guy who's a scientist on a space station. And there are these... Something starts to go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it's very BioShock in a way, where you're like, where you're scientists who are trying to make... enhancements for people.
Yep. I watched the trailer for it. I had the only negative thing I saw about
the guys
it was,
in the mirror like this.
People complained that it was too short.
Yeah, but you can play the game multiple different ways. Okay. If that's your fancy, but
that it was really short RPG.
I don't know. You can look it up on Time to Beat. Do you know what Time to Beat is?
Nope. But I would assume based on its name that it has something to do with the record for how quickly it can be completed. For those of you that don't know, by the way, because I feel like I know some people listen who probably don't know what an RPG is, like what that means, but it's a role-playing game. You role-play as a character.
Yeah, the main story only gives you about 15 and a half hours. And that's how long to beat. Sorry, I thought it was Time to Beat. But yeah. Howlongtobeat.com gives you. But main plus extras long. Is 26. So like if you really do all the side quests, which I'm assuming you do. And then if you're a completionist, mm-hmm. apparently it takes you about 42.
Yeah. Which means it's a little shorter than Fallout 4 for main quest, but
yeah,
in total time, it's probably similar.
Yeah, but how long to beat? I mean, they give you your average, and then they give you your median. And if people rushed the game, how long did it take them? If you play games more leisurely, how long it takes you?
Yep.
It's a pretty cool little site. So.
I am ready for somebody to take the Life is Strange idea of episodic games, but to do actual like series. Like they're kind of doing that with Life is Strange because I forgot that they did announce and confirm that there will be a Life is Strange 2 in addition to what's happening right now, the prequel.
Right. I think they just don't want to do that because their voice actors are out.
Yeah, they're hoping they'll. Well, not necessarily though, because they did say almost confirming that the Life is Strange 2 will not feature Chloe and Max. It'll be all new characters.
Oh, no kidding.
Because they feel like.
I don't know how the game ends. So.
Right. Yeah, I'm not spoiling it. But they feel like they do a good enough job. They don't feel like it would do justice to the story to continue.
Love it.
To expand on it.
Yep.
Even though in certain scenarios at the end of the game, they could.
Yeah.
Like, you can see, depending on what ending you get, that you could go on, but at the same time, it's kind of like,
Story could wrap there.
Right. It could also wrap.
It's like Last of Us. It's like the ending of Last of Us. Because they've obviously decided that they're making another one. But at the end of Last of Us...
That may get me to buy a PlayStation.
Really?
It might happen.
If you buy that, I would also suggest Horizon Zero Dawn. If you can do third-person RPGs. Because Prey is also first-person, very similar to Fallout.
Depending on what you consider Fallout.
What? No, I consider the game Fallout to be Fallout. I consider it to be a first-person RPG. Yeah.
Even though, depending on how much time you spend in power armor, you spend a lot of time in third person, unless you switch your view back to first person.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can play the game wherever.
Yeah. I thought that was smart for what it's worth. I mean, just as a game in general. Like, I wish more games would do that, where they give you an option. Because I know that there are people who really have a preference there.
Yeah.
In story-based games, I prefer the third-person perspective.
So you can look at everything.
Yeah, just because it's easier to see the
environment. That's with Horizon. Yeah. It's very heavily story based, and the combat wouldn't make sense in first person.
But I mean, that's what I want to see, Cam. Is I want to see more games that are like, yeah, we're doing 13 episodes of this, and it's just story based.
Are you
that's
sure
what
you want?
It is.
Are you sure you want that? Because then they can nickel and dime you for every episode.
Yeah, which sucks. But then some kind of streaming or subscription service will come out where you can have access
Xbox
to ones
already
they
has that. Game Pass. Yeah, do you have Game Pass?
No. I don't. We don't use enough games to warrant Game Pass.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
We buy like one new game like every 3 months, maybe.
Fair.
So.
How much is Game Pass? Isn't it $10 a month?
No, it's more than that, I think. I think they might have different levels. Maybe that's what I'm remembering.
I'm going to look it up. Because that's the
I'm
thing.
I'm surprised
man.
You don't have that.
Nah. I'll probably get the one for... Switch is having one where it's all their old games, like old NES and SNES games on there.
Question.
They're calling it... Are you ready for this name?
Mm.
So you know how it's the NES, the NES?
Yeah.
They're calling it Netflix.
Ooh.
I think that's what the fans are calling it. I don't think that's their official name because they probably get sued. Game Pass is $9.99 a month. That's Xbox.com.
Yeah. The problem, I think what I remember was the problem is because I think we signed up for the trial once, is that it's limited to certain titles.
Yeah. Only got about 100 games.
Yeah. Which, I mean, not that 100 games is nothing because that's a lot of games, but The reason that I think the Xbox One X is going to be super worth it, aside from the 4K gaming power, is because it's backwards compatible with everything Xbox, which I think is a big benefit. Because there's so many things that I would love to pull in from 360 or from the original Xbox that I can't because I'm not able to do that.
Well, they're starting to bring that stuff.
Yeah.
In. They announced at E3 the original Xbox backwards compatibility.
Yeah, I know.
Since they don't have any games to actually give you, they'll just give you old games.
That's right.
Hey, you know who else does that? Nintendo. And you know how much money they're making on their Switch right now? All of it.
Yep.
All of the money.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think Microsoft is worried about whether or not they're going to make money on the Xbox One X.
No.
Camden even admitted he'd be getting it if he had the money for it.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
I'd have to make a decision between the Pro and the Xbox One X, but I also get into this
What's
area.
What's the Pro going to get you, though?
It gets you 4K, but it's not true 4K. It's like it's sort of an up-res kind
right.
of deal.
It's scaled up to 4K. Because that's what... See, the Xbox...
I think it's about like a half... Probably like a quarter to a three-tenths step lower than the Xbox One X. Because, I mean, the Xbox One X is very much the most powerful home console we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, hands down.
Right. If you're not going
to
build
they're not lying
thing.
To you.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and that's... I'm talking home console that's not
I mean,
PC,
they custom built,
obviously.
Like, three different things for, like, cooling and processing power so that they could actually make it possible.
I just hope they don't blow up on people, man. That's... No, I'm serious
though. So powerful
that
it does.
Because they're doing some of the same things they did with the 360. Yep. Is it's too? They made it smaller than the Xbox One S, which was already one of the smallest consoles besides for the Switch out there. And the Switch runs at 720p. So I mean, or it may run at 1080. Actually, I'm not entirely sure.
I was like, wow, a new console running at only 720. Gemini. Yeah. No, because Xbox One X does do some native, or Xbox One does do some native 4K stuff, but almost all of it's scaled up.
Okay, while docked, the unit can support resolutions up to 1080p. This is the Switch, and maximum frame rate of 60 FPS, though the maximum resolution varies depending on the game. As an example,
Ooh, you gotta play Little Nightmares. You gotta play Little Nightmares.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because I got too much other stuff to play.
Yeah? What an awful problem to have. You need to make a list. This is your homework assignment for the weekend.
Okay.
You need to make a list so that on Monday's episode, we can share the order of games. And I should be allowed for every three games that Cameron gets to have one that you have to play like at least a full mission of.
Do I have to pay for the game?
Well, see, if you would use your Xbox more. Oh, that's the other thing I learned about that isn't valuable to us because we don't have another Xbox. But... super valuable thing that Microsoft did they didn't even realize is they enabled the ability to set a home console so that you can share games with your family.
They wanted
them.
To do that. They wanted to do the whole DRM thing. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. It's it's kind of where I'm trying to figure out how I want to explain it quickly.
But Little Nightmares is cheap too.
Yeah, DRM allows you to have more security in buying games online. But what they were also going, because, and then people on the internet freaked out because they're like, oh, they're going to, you know, restrict our gaming access and I hate it and you're going to have a digital copy of the game and it's BS. And then the Xbox was like, okay, idiots, because with DRM, they were going to allow you to share games with your friends.
Yep.
It was going to be the same thing as physical copies where it was like, hey, I got this game, you should play it. And then your friend's like, dude, Rad, I'll play that game. And it was going to be the same thing over digital, but everybody freaked out. Because it was like, oh, it's the end. It's the end of physical days.
That's the other thing that you might find value in the Xbox One X is I know that all the games Microsoft is pushing really hard on developers to make them so that when you purchase it for PC or Xbox, you get the same thing for no extra charge included.
Yeah, it's not cross-play.
Cross-platform.
Because cross-platform
that's
is...
That's referring to playing it, yeah.
Yeah. It's they
Which,
have,
by the way, you should be mad at Sony for.
I'm
they're
absolutely
being
mad at Sony.
Huge
no,
bubbles
yeah,
about that.
We've talked about it on the Nerdcast multiple times. It's because they're winning the console war. It's because they have sold, well, not more than Switch now in Japan.
That's right.
The Switch is selling faster than the PS4 did in Japan. And the PS4 is... before the Swit, one of the fastest selling console ever. So it's pretty insane how much money Nintendo's making right now for what it's worth. Lots of tech here on this True Chat show.
Nuts.
We missed the True Tech show apparently.
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
About once a month, we have one of these where it's just like everything tech.
Was it the True Tech News?
True Tech News.
That's what it was. Okay.
True Tech News. TTN.
Yeah. Isn't there a factory near us called True Tech?
Maybe.
Because I know there's one called Tech 2.
It's a good name.
There. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, Sony won the war. They're not going to be like, oh yeah, now everybody can play with everybody. Because then what are people going
to
do?
Until they start losing the war. And then, and then they'll have to come back.
Because then people would buy the most powerful console because it doesn't matter. Because then I get to play with my friends.
That's true. That's probably what they're thinking is, well, since we don't have a console like that, if we make it crossplay, then nobody's going to buy our console.
We made our mid-generation console that sold like garbage and has already been outsold this year by the Xbox One X, so we're not going to give them an advantage by allowing everybody to play together.
Right. So does the fact that the Xbox One X will be like 40% more powerful than anything on the market or coming out in the foreseeable future?
Home console-wise.
Do you think that will make a significant difference to a lot of developers? I mean, definitely to a handful, because there will be some that want to exploit that to its full potential.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
I think a lot of your guys that, you know...
Probably why they're delaying, if we're being honest, Halo 6, because my guess would
They're going to make it huge 4K, and they're going to make it rad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Massive battlefields.
I'm assuming E3, we're going to get an announcement for Halo 6, and then Halo 6 comes out holiday 2018. And you bundle that puppy with an Xbox One X and try and sell it to people.
Yeah.
That if I was marketing,
super impressive
Poobah,
too that they're keeping the price the same as they always have.
The Xbox One X.
Mm-hmm.
What's it at? $5?
$499.
$499. Yeah, that's what I figured.
Same as the Xbox One was, the One S, all of them.
I thought the One S came out at $4.
That's the same as the 360. That's what's so nuts. Is like, what? How are we this far in the future? Like, what is happening here to inflation? I guess the price of the materials is going down, but at the same time, it seems bizarre because like everything else has gone way up.
Well, I mean, everybody learned from
like
the reason...
$500 PC is gone.
Yeah.
Like you can go with the $200 version or you can go with the $2,000 version, but there's like not this in-between thing anymore.
Right. And that's what consoles have weaseled their way into. We're the in-between. We're easy. Yep. You don't have to screw around. If something goes wrong, you turn it off and you turn it back on again.
Oh, by the way, good thing if you're ever playing Xbox again, they have a built-in Control-Alt-Delete feature.
Really?
Didn't even know that refreshes the console, like without losing what you're currently doing. If you hold right trigger, left trigger, and Y, it's the same as Control-Alt-Delete, where it just like refreshes the system so that you don't have to boot it down and try again. And then if that doesn't fix it, you can reboot. But I was like, what? No way. That's nuts. Like all these little things I did not know. Also, the Xbox One Glass app, you know, the app for it that links to the console, makes it so you can type stuff in using your phone. Oh, that is so worth it if for nothing else other than that. Because gosh darn it, typing on consoles is the absolute worst thing ever.
It's abysmal. Did I make this up?
I don't know. I think you did. You lied.
Huh.
Cam's a liar. Bad nerd. Ooh, bad nerd Cam.
Because I thought the PlayStation 3, they came out and they were going to charge like $800 for it, and it just bombed because of it.
And they're just
like I remember they came out. Right. They came out at E3, and they were it was $600, and everybody else was at like $500 to $400.
Yep.
And they were like $600 for the 60 gigabyte version. Everybody was like, "Whoa!" That's why they lost the console war that year. It's as simple as that. Like some marketing or pricing guy.
When was that? The same time as 360.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. PlayStation 3, 360. Because
that's when like
everybody
was just like,
"Yeah." That was the big gaming generation. Yeah, 360 won that generation. Jesus. And the Wii sold very well, too.
Yeah.
But...
Well, we had
I had a Wii.
An Xbox Original, a Xbox 360, and a Wii all at the same time.
Everybody had a Wii, dude. I'd have to look at the numbers. Everybody says 360 won, because the big competition is between PS3 and 360. They've always been the two...
I don't know if it's ever fair to put the Wii, like any of the Nintendo consoles, right next to them. Because they're not geared toward... Like, they don't do any of the same stuff. Like, that's not the point.
Like, look at this console.
You obviously. Nope, can't hear Cam, but he is walking away, and the show's supposed to be over, but you're still here for those of you that actually care about this stuff. I can't see it, or I can't keep talking. Yeah.
Like?
Yeah, I'm aware.
I've seen it.
I have hold it. Held it. Hold it?
Hold it?
I hold it.
Can you compare that to a Xbox One or a
PS4? I mean,
PS4?
If you could fit an Xbox One into this, then obviously nobody would actually play that, because then you just have... all this stuff in front of you.
Mm-hmm. But it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, Nintendo is always that company that's like, we're here and we're making consoles, but we're always going to be different.
Yeah, consoles. You know, I mean, they're really just scaled up versions of handhelds.
Well, this one.
I know, but I mean, even the Wii U. Even generally, the a lot of the games are not that far away from what you would have played on any of their handheld devices.
Right. But I mean, they've won.
That's
the,
what they're about.
They've won the handheld war forever. I mean, there's no handheld war anymore. No. Anymore. The Vita sucks. It's
awful. PSP was the. I have a PSP somewhere.
I did not. I never got one. I always knew that kids bought one, and that was most kids that I knew first introduction to porn.
Oh yeah,
because you could look it up on your PSP, and your parents they just didn't know.
Oh yeah, because it had a built-in browser.
It had a built-in browser.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts.
Yep.
Yeah, that is the only and PlayStation item that I own. Only Sony built gaming item I own.
I was about to say, you have a phone right there.
Yeah.
Sony built. That's a Sony built gaming item. You can play games.
Nothing particularly against Sony. I've been happy with their phone for what it's worth.
Yeah, you want to talk about who's
best
winning?
Best Android phone I've ever had.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next to the original Droid, which was pretty great.
Droid.
I don't even know if they still make those.
No, I doubt it.
That's a Motorola, I believe.
Yeah.
Do they make phones? I don't know.
Does Motorola make phones?
Well, anymore. I mean, I know they did.
Yeah.
I had a lot of Motorola phones. But on that note, we can't thank you enough for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time. But before we get out of here.
You want to know how much money Motorola's making?
How much?
Their revenue in 2016 was $6.04 billion.
All right. So they're still alive.
Just a little bit.
Yep.
Just a little bit of money.
You can give us 0.01 of that, and that'll be acceptable. So we'll accept that as a donation. Starting right
now. Hello Moto. That's what they are now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They rebranded. So they're the Moto. Like, they got the Moto Z, the Moto G5S.
I honestly didn't even realize that. I thought that was like a new company.
I thought it was too.
I was like, what? Okay.
Maybe that's the marketing strategy.
Anyway.
Hello Moto.
Thanks so much for tuning in. And we'll be sure to
catch you later.
Yeah. Is that somebody's slogan? Anyway.
Catch you later?
Camden knew, but in case you guys didn't, and if you listen this long, you should know that you can leave a comment on our app or website.
I did know. I know this time. Not on Wednesday, but I know this
And if you listen to podcasts on some other platform, you can subscribe to our shows there. For the True Chat Show,
woo-woo!
On True Chat in Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm Justin T. Weller.
I'm Hungry Cam Pierce.
Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. Be the change.